Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Happy Metal Tales. I'm your host, Steve Kitts. Learn to slither. One sunny day in Happy Meadow, the metal friends gathered together for an unusual adventure. Samantha the Snake was known for her unique way of getting around, yet had a playful idea. She suggested to the friends, "How about we try to learn to slither just like I do?" Robbie and Benny and Lila and Max all exchanged curious glances as Ollie looked on. Slithering wasn't something that they naturally were equipped to do, but they were always up for some new challenges. Benny, the ever adventurous one, said enthusiastically, "Why not? Learning new things is always fun." Samantha, delighted with the willingness to try, began to demonstrate how she slithered gracefully along the ground. Her sleek body guided smoothly across the grass, leaving a trail in its wake. Robbie observed Samantha's movements closely and asked, "Samantha, can you teach us how to do that?" Samantha chuckled and replied, "Of course I can. It's all about body control and rhythm. Let's start with the basics." The friends gathered in a row and attempted to mimic Samantha's slithering motion. They wiggled and squirmed, trying to imitate her graceful movements. But it wasn't as easy as it looked. Lila hovered in the air, laughing as she watched her friends. "You all look quite amusing trying to slither on the ground." Max, determined to succeed, said, "I won't give up, Samantha, and please keep teaching us." Samantha, being patient and encouraging, continued to demonstrate and offer some guidance. She explained how snakes use their muscles to propel themselves forward and how the rhythm played a crucial role in slithering. As the day went on, the metal friends practiced tirelessly. They laughed at their own attempts, and they cheered each other on. Slowly but surely, they began to get the hang of it. Benny, with his boundless energy, was the first to make progress. He started slithering across the ground, and then the others followed suit. Their movements became so much more coordinated, and they began to understand the art of slithering. Samantha was so proud of their efforts. "You're all doing wonderful. Remember, practice makes perfect." As the sun began to set over Happy Meadow, the Meadow friends continued to slither and play, enjoying their newfound skill. Although they could never slither as graceful as Samantha, they had learned to try something new, and it could be fun and a rewarding adventure. And so the friends celebrated their day of learning and laughter, grateful for the unique experience that they shared in their beloved meadow. The end.